Hi guys, welcome back to the night shift. I'm Arwen, and I'm here with my best friend, Matsuko. I definitely want to do like we said and dig into Joe Biden a bit and sort of vent because I've been holding this in since yesterday when you were off. Like I wanted to snap into it Thursday.
Yeah.
He really fucking gets on
I can't
my
stand that
nerves.
motherfucker. I saw you send something with the skinny legs, and I'm like, nah, I can't do that. You sent me something on Discord about his skinny legs.
Oh my God, you didn't watch that?
I can real quick. I didn't want to.
Oh my God, you need to pull it up while we're
All right,
on
hold on, let me go
right
back up there.
now. Oh my God, you've got to listen to what he's saying.
My pin pineapple.
It's shocking.
Pin pineapple, apple pin.
Pin pineapple, apple pin.
Isn't that thing creepy?
I don't know what they got that character from and put over
it's
that
some,
guy.
It's some, gaming.
Oh my God, he's freaky. I didn't like that thing the way it was looking at me.
I got the pen. It is his voice too. See, I didn't know. I thought it was all anime until
it was the guy, that actual guy from the original video's voice.
All right, where the hell did you go?
I got the pen. I got the apple.
Boom.
Yeah, pineapple pen. I got the pen. I got pineapple. Pineapple pen.
Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Pin pineapple apple pen. I don't know why the hell.
Oh
Okay, go. Don't get me started on that shit.
It sticks. It sticks
it does.
Like glue.
Even my. Oh. Where the hell?
Stuck like glue. Everything about it like glue. Have you found it yet?
I'm still scrolling. Oh, here. Oh, God bless. Here it is.
Jesus.
Ooh. See? Okay.
All right. Play it. I want to hear it.
Right.
He's creepy. You got to
play
it.
Unplug headphones and oof.
I want to hear your reaction.
All right, I got to turn the volume. Can you hear it?
Proudly from your dad, first African American state senator in the state of Delaware. Everything about. And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
What the?
So it was trained and then watched the hair.
This has got to be that bad lip reading shit.
And look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
This is bad lip reading.
And I love kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
All right, let me read this real quick. That's got to be bad lip reading. Have you ever not... I'll have to send you.
Oh, bad lip reading. But no, he said that during a campaign speech.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he said his leg hairs in the summer
turn
blonde, and the kids would come up to his legs and play with his legs.
Ugh,
in the water.
Fuck.
And but then. But that he loves when the kids jump up and down on his lap.
All right. His face was turned away when he said that.
He said it. I watched the thing.
That is so fucking creepy. I can't. I know he's a creepy motherfucker. I've seen him sniff people's hair. Like when they're not like. It's like. Like a pat on the back, and then he just bends down and does it.
Yes, he's sick. He's disgusting. What they have found in all the digging they've been doing, saying, oh, it's Trump doing this. What they found is the collusion with the Democratic Party, with Obama filing the FISA thing, spying on him for Hillary Clinton. And then also Hillary Clinton working with the Russians to get a fake dossier about Donald Trump made up. It's everybody, the ones that are calling, it's him. It's really them.
Yeah. The other thing was the accusations about the Ukrainian, what is it called? The quid pro quo.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to fuck that one up. I did before I said it.
Quid pro quo.
That one. You said fucked up too.
I said quid pro quo. Look, I'm country. We talk slow and I can't say shit the way.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, there you go. He's got that.
That one. I can't say real world drive to save my life. And I work in the car business. I'm like, is it front wheel or back wheel drive? They're like, no, it's real world drive. I'm like, no, it's not real world drive.
Jesus Christ.
I really can't say it at all.
Rear wheel drive. I can say
real
that.
Real wheel drive. Real wheel drive.
You sound like you said wheel.
I did say that. I can't say it.
Wheel drive.
Real, not real. See? Real. God damn it. Rear wheel drive.
Rear wheel drive.
Back wheel drive. I'll just stay with what I know. Back wheel drive.
We interrupt this podcast for a bit of comedy. Because if we don't fucking make ourselves laugh, we're going to lose our shit on podcast.
Yes. We interrupt this podcast for some Southern dictations. What was that song?
So the quid pro quo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes! I did it. Okay, go.
Quid pro. Oh, my God. Quid pro quo. Read my lips. No new taxes.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, go back to what you're saying about the quid pro quo.
Okay, so they said that the report came out before.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Before the actual, it wasn't before the phone call, but it got, you could tell it got, the date that it got leaked was before something else. It was a setup in the beginning, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah.
They planned it.
The whistleblower.
Oh, it was before the whistle. Okay, that's what it was. It was a whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
Leaked it before the media, because they knew about this. They knew about this phone call back in like March or July, or you know,
it
way
was,
back.
It was July.
Yeah, but the phone call was before the whistleblower came out. Something. I'm now confused with facts.
You're right.
But I think they took that time to come up and say, hey, who's going to be the whistleblower?
Mm-hmm.
Now we know who it is. But they still can't bring him to trial. Because I guarantee you.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. He did it. The media or the Democrats paid that motherfucker off to give him what they got.
Yeah.
But not a single person that testified. And you watch C-SPAN. You don't have to watch fucking Fox News or fucking the other ones that I can't stand, CNN or anything like that. You watch C-SPAN itself, the trials themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And these people they're just being bullied with questions leading questions, not just questions like, hey, so where were you that night? It's like, so if you were to think about where you were that night, would you have been there? You know, is like leading questions.
Oh yeah. And the thing about it is that the whistleblower really didn't have any whistle to blow. Nothing happened. It was stated by the so-called whistleblower that he was there with Trump, and he asked Trump what he was doing, and Trump said, I want nothing, no quid pro quo. I mean, he testifies. The whistleblower testifies that he's there with the president of the United States, and he asked the president what he wants, and he says, I want nothing, no quid pro quo. So it's like Donald Trump already knew, sort of, like, he's got to always be on his toes with people. I mean, nobody rode Obama's ass like this. And they didn't, technically. Bush got some bad press, but nothing like this president. And Bush and Obama combined couldn't and didn't do half of what Trump has done in only 3 years.
Now, Trump did ask for Obama's birth certificate way back in the day.
Oh, good grief. I guess so, because...
I guess this is what he gets for it.
Yeah, but that's nothing. He was not a candidate. He was just a normal citizen who had a business, who did not believe that Obama was born in the United States. He had every right to question that. A lot of people don't believe Obama was born in Hawaii. He has a Muslim dad that lives over there. He grew up a lot of his life over there with his dad.
One thing I don't understand. I understand it perfectly, but what I think a lot of people don't understand is if Trump wanted to sabotage Obama, why would he wait till the second term? You know, why wouldn't he do it in the first term, not the second term? God damn it, I'm so sorry. I got that backwards. He did it on the first term, not the second term.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. if he wanted to sabotage him, then he would have sabotaged the second term to make sure he didn't get reelected.
No, but he was off of that. He was off of that. Like, he was busy doing his thing then, running his business. He then got off of that. Got off of that Obama certificate thing after Obama submitted the certificate. Trump was like, okay.
And then she blacked out.
Yeah, and it just... I just... Like, his wife, the First Lady, Melania, can't even release a fucking Christmas tree video of the White House decorated without them bashing her because she had a coat on in the White House.
Oh, yeah. God bless.
I'm so sick of it. Like, people need to get over it. Like, these idiots, and they're idiots because these are the same people was like, oh, don't do, you know, don't attack Obama. Don't do this, blah, blah, blah. And Obama honestly did not get attacked a lot.
He got attacked. I'll give him that. He got attacked, but he did more of the, he was the reason behind the attack. He did more division. And yeah, of all these people that voted for him, you know, whites, blacks, it didn't matter. You can separate it any way you want. He got voted for twice. I think they said over, I don't remember, a large majority of the voters were white. And then he wants to go bash on white people. So no wonder Trump won. It wasn't fucking Russian collusion. It was his fucking separation of races and fucking that left progressive bullshit that they fucking spread. They label everyone. Everyone's got a label. If you don't have two or three labels, you ain't Democrat.
Okay.
You're yourself. How would you label yourself? Okay, this is going to be a tough question, but how would you label yourself right now?
Label myself as far as what, like my political, how I characterize myself in the political spectrum?
Out of all the stats that the government normally puts out, as far as let's think of, okay, think of it as like a, like the questions on the census. Census.
Right. So a middle class Caucasian 37-year-old woman with three children who is classified as herself as who's classified herself as a conservative Republican. Yeah, that's how I would classify myself in that regard.
So you pretty much mentioned almost 10 things. I counted, and I think you repeated yourself on one, so I didn't count that one. But almost, let's say you mentioned 10 things just now.
Mm-hmm.
A Democrat president would label you as a white woman, Christian, mother, married. You can take care of yourself. Middle class too. So you can take care of yourself. You don't need our help. Versus if you change one of any of those things you just said, single mother.
Single, yep.
Doom. You would be in the hands of the government that fast.
Or my political affiliation to Democrat.
That's another one. Or both. And then you get double. Or you say gay or black. That's how they label you. Versus what you just told me is how I think too. Is this, I'm just this guy. I'm over here. I'm angry.
Right.
They don't want me on a census.
That's another thing. We are we're privileged. We're privileged. We're white. We've never lived through struggles.
Bullshit.
All white people are middle class, and I would say honestly, back to. I would consider us middle class, but lower tier middle class. But because I'm white,
bumps up a notch.
Because I'm white, I'm privileged. Because we have two vehicles, and a nice place to live, you know, we're automatically assumed that we're middle class and privileged, and so even if, you know, there's degrees of which class you're in, upper middle class, you know, and definitely different tiers to it.
Okay. And here's the next question. Who defines middle class, upper class, upper middle class? Who defines that?
The government.
What?
Democrats.
There you go.
Absolutely they do.
The 1%?
They want to know what your pay is.
Mm-hmm.
If you go, I mean, and this is like people that they want to come in to their little town halls. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't consider myself privileged. My life has been hard. I've never had not one fucking thing handed to me by anyone. I've had to, at some points, beg, borrow, and plead for things in life. So regardless of my skin color and who my ancestors are, just because you're white don't mean you have it easy. And by God, my life has not been easy. It's been hell, a lot of it. And I don't like being put in one group just because, oh, they see, you know, she's white, you know, and that's it. She's automatically in this one group.
Well, not only well that, and you're in 4 or 5 groups that don't belong to their groups. So they can, if they bring up the racial issue and say, oh, you're white, you're okay, but then they're going to bring up the income issue or, you know, something else. There's always going to be a label they can attach to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make, okay, for example, shoot. I was trying to thought. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. So you're white, middle class, and then I'm just trying to go off memory what you just listed. Mother of three. But even if that was all well and said, and they were in a debate, and your side's winning, they're going to flip it and say, well, yes, but you only did that on the backs of Black Americans and Indians, Native Americans. That's the only reason you got where you were at, because you stepped on the backs of them. I mean, and Mexicans, and the only people that can't.
I stepped on the backs of Blacks, and did you say, what did you say? Did you say Native Americans?
Yeah, that's what, how they're going to spin it. I'm not saying you did. Okay. Obviously, I know you didn't.
Right, but the fact is, one thing that you can't be so quick to do, you idiot Democratic Party members, is jump on the train of she's just white, because I'm not just white. I have Native American Cherokee Indian in my DNA. So I didn't step off the backs.
You're trying to sound like Elizabeth Warren now.
Oh no, I'm not Pocahontas. I've got ancestry reports on my family, so I know I didn't step off the backs of no goddamn body. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. If anything, you and your family have done nothing but lie, cheat, and steal your way up, just like the Clintons, and have threatened people's lives. Some lives have been taken from those groups. Also, people have lost their jobs in countries that are not as well off as America because of your cocaine addicted son needing a job. That's Joe Biden.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so fuck you.
That's what I like about the what's his name? Anthony
Hunter. Hunter Biden.
Andrew. Oh, I fucking knew I hate that name.
Andrew.
What'd you say?
I said Hunter.
Oh yeah, hunting for Hunter. That's right.
Hunter Biden.
I heard Andrew. I hate that name too. It's a name of my brother-in-law that beats his wife. Beats his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Let's not go there. Because I just... I almost cleared the tools now.
you seen red. That's what I'm saying. That's what I hate to be classified as anything. What I need to be classified as, with the rest of the people in this country, is that we're all, for the people that are legal here and born in this country or have become citizens of this country,
yeah,
you know, the right way, what we all need to be is classified in one bubble as Americans. We're American citizens, and it shouldn't be classified as to, well, you're white, you're privileged.
I'm
so sick of that.
I can agree with you, but I have to disagree. There has to be a second bubble, and those would be the Texans.
What about the Texans?
It'd be that second bubble. We're the second biggest country in the world. I couldn't keep a straight face. I was trying to go with that a little longer, but I couldn't.
You mean...
Hey, but the amount of Hispanic people that have come over here and done it the right way, they have no shame in saying... That little fucker right there, they need to go.
Yeah.
And no one says that. And of course, in the press and on the media, they're not going to say that. In college and in high school, they're not going to say that. But I can.
No.
Everyone I meet says that fucker needs to go.
Well, exactly, because they worked to get that citizenship in this great country, and America is great. Greater than it has ever been, actually, because of the man running the country. So get over yourself and your stupid, ignorant, bashing. I'm seeing red now because. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the fact that Democrats took over the House and they've done nothing.
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 They've spent our money. They should be punished for that. Because everybody knows, everybody and their fucking child knows this is a fucking hoax.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't.
It's a complete, people in other countries are looking at this and thinking, oh, well, I'm glad that I'm not American and having to sit here and see this all the time. I mean, we're a joke because of the Democrats and what the they're doing. No,
people are seeing the Democrats as a joke. They're seeing Trump do his shit, and they're seeing America, the majority of America, backing up Trump. The Democrats are making a fool out of themselves, and they're wasting right. money, my bucks, on it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. When it was election, when we were the ones with the 17 candidates, you know, and yeah, we were, yeah. I was on Ted Cruz's band camp in the beginning because I liked him. If I had to choose anybody on the stage in the beginning, because at first I was thinking to myself, oh, Trump is just, he's not gonna, you know, ride this. He's doing this for publicity. Because, I mean, in the beginning, that's what people were saying. Oh, he's not really gonna run. He's just doing this for the free publicity that he's going to get for his businesses and so forth, right? So I didn't take it seriously until the first debate. And I was like, oh, shit. He's saying stuff that I've been saying to myself for, you know, since Bush was elected when I got to vote for the first time. He was up there speaking truth, and nobody could challenge him. The only
everybody else rehearsed their lines.
Oh yeah, it was, and it's we're seeing the same thing. We're seeing deja vu right now, but it's on the flip side with the Democrats doing it.
Yep.
And it's so bizarre to see, but none of those people that are on the stage, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but we're so much alike and think so similarly. I'm guaranteed that you have thought about it. But if you compare to how the Republicans were in 2015 and 2016, the beginning of the year before Trump got the nomination, you know, Cruz, out of everybody, was the only one that would bite back at Donald. And it wasn't in a huge way, but he would bite back.
He bit back. And I agree with you because I was going to vote for Cruz too. Mm-hmm. And Marco Rubio, they all had small insults.
Right. Cruz would bite back.
But Cruz came back and attacked mm-hmm. his policies and his procedure. And then they got back and forth and he's like, oh, Cruz is a baby. He's whining about his wife. I mentioned one little insult, blah, 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 blah. And now look at him now. He put Cruz in a top position in fucking the government.
Like, yeah. And the thing is like, and I still respect the hell out of Cruz for what he's done and what, you know, what he stands for and stuff. And but we're watching the other team do what we did first with all those candidates and I don't know, this is the part that I was going to ask you if you've thought about.
Go ahead.
But think of, okay, I'm giving you, follow me here, if this makes sense. Okay, if you can compare the two, the 17 Republicans, you know, that stood on stage compared to around the 17 that have been on the Democratic stage, I don't hear or see anything, anybody on the Democratic side. It's very quiet. I remember just trying to keep up with the Republicans trying to speak over each other and jumping in front of each other. Hey, I gotta say something. You just give me a second. The Democrats are just laid back. And I'm not talking about laid back in like a relaxed way. I'm talking about they honestly don't give a damn. Like,
they're brainwashed. They shouldn't give a damn because they already know what's promised to them. They're brainwashed.
Exactly. It's so weird.
Whereas we have to fucking actually work and fight for shit.
Well, of course, we're the only party that actually works.
Even if I was not a party at all, I still, let's say if I had no affiliation with Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Green Party, Nazi Party, I don't give a fuck. If I was just me, I'm still going to be pissed off the fuck off of how much my tax money goes to doing absolutely nothing for the government.
Nothing.
Who am I going to blame that on? Guess who? The fucking Democrats.
Like, I mean, people should be concerned.
But the fucking media spins it to where they make it think that it's working against them.
Right. You know, and it's also being spun.
There you are.
That they're actually working. The Democrats are working so hard to get this impeachment done on President Trump. You know, his collusion with Ukraine. Well, where the fuck were these news people? And this goes to the whole fake news thing. I mean, it really is fake news. Where is all the outrage and Clinton destroying and bleach-bitten all of her servers, busting up all her phones and taking the SIM cards out of the phones and bleach-bitten them? What about her involvement in the Benghazi situation? What about the 33,000 emails that was deleted, and there is information on those emails regarding what she did know about what was going on in Benghazi?
She's not a good liar.
No, she's not a good liar.
I can read through her. God damn. All right, fuck Clinton. Both the Clintons. I'll try to stay with the here and now. Trump.
But it just pisses me off. What pisses me off about it is that there's no outrage or no news report or no newspaper article that is ever called her out on her shit.
Because people
I was just going to say, and the only ones that have called her out on it have been like Sean Hannity, and Ben Shapiro and the other people that are with the Daily Wire. And some, a few of the other hosts at Fox. But there's no CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC.
Well, now it won't make sense. 52, 50.
I just spit water out my nose.
Oh my God, don't do that.
Oh, it hurt.
Oh, that sounded like it hurt.
Oh. I wasn't ready. I don't know why that just tickled me when you went, oh, shit, 52-50. And I was taking a sip of water and it just went. I wasn't ready for that. Oh, shit, 52-50. Oh, my gosh, that was good.
So, blooper reel.
Blooper reel.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. That's too funny. Oh, my gosh.
the holidays is... change subjects from politics to something that actually matters.
Mm-hmm.
The holidays are coming up and you know, I don't know. I get really, how do you say, lighthearted, but heavy hearted at the same time.
Yeah.
Whereas I want to do everything for, you know, especially, you know, our guys in red, white, blue camouflage. But just every little thing. They have, and I don't know how true this is, but they have the CREs. You've seen an MRE?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I definitely have seen an MRE.
The CREs are for Marines. Crowns ready to eat.
Oh, poor Marines. Semper Fi guys.
they in California apparently there's a company that makes I think they're chocolate. It's actually chocolate, so you're Asian. It's actually edible. They make them in crowns.
Oh my God. That's so messed up.
But someone posted that, and I thought that was, I mean, you know, I'm civilian, so it didn't make a difference to me, but there's so many people that just go for
it. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
But a care package is, you know, that would be a light detail, you know, but the things that matter would be like cards. I remember way back when we first did the Cub Scouts, what was, and I think you mentioned something about this too. It was a mail for military or mail for Marines, where we actually, kids wrote letters and sent them to the military. And right. I thought that was cool as hell. And they put photos and candy or M&Ms or, you know, something simple. You know, they're only at the time they're like five, they're actually they're 6 and 7 years old at the time. But,
right.
You know, stuff like that around these times of days when they can't spend time with their families, so, you know, their husbands or wives, kids, you know, stuff like that matters a lot to me. Because I take it for granted that I can be here every day with my wife. We know, may not say much or anything like that, unless I'm in trouble. Then we say a lot, but but you know, I think we take that for granted that we all get to hang out with our spouses. Whereas even you know that video, that second song you sent me, just the image with the angels around the fireman, that hit home with me. I was like, oh fuck. I was like, shit. God damn, don't tear up. Don't tear up. Don't tear up.
Pineapple.
Karma. I just snorted out of my damn nose. Damn it.
That's what you get.
Shit. All right.
But yeah, back to what you were saying. I agree 100%. We wake up in America, the greatest country ever.
Slash Texas.
I mean, God damn it. So I'm just going on for you.
Go ahead.
Skipping over that shit. But yeah, we do. We live in the greatest country. And I think that waking up and being here with my kids every day, you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
A lot of times, unless there's a reason to think about it, like something like us talking about it, you know, and just bringing it up. There's so much shit we do take for granted, like, God.
I don't know if you heard about the Saudi that started shooting at the Pensacola Naval Base.
Yeah, I did.
You know, it's like you never expect that.
No.
You know, we used to, again, back in the early days of the scouting, is we used to be able to go walk into the naval recruiters and the military army recruiters, Marines, and go say hi and hello. Would you like to buy some chocolate? Or actually, we didn't ask them. We actually donated to them. When my son used to sell popcorn, we used to ask them what flavor they liked. I'm like, oh, I like cheese, or I like caramel. And like, how much is it? It's like, don't worry, it's on us. We'll send it back. And then after that Tennessee shooting, where they shot up a recruitment office. And ever since then, like the day after, you have to get buzzed in now. You can't just walk in. You have to get buzzed in. And it's different. It's way different.
It's like,
they have tinted windows. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. I was just saying out loud, just, they're not free. I mean,
they're just as big a target as anyone, a bigger target than anyone. I mean,
the shit that happened also with the shooting in Pearl Harbor that just happened.
Oh, yeah.
Who expects to see that shit come across the screen?
That's on the fucking anniversary, too.
Yeah, and what an asshole. I mean, that person's burning in hell for shit like that. Like, our guys, once they sign that line, they're never free again.
Even when they get released.
Even when they get released, they're never free. And I've sat and thought about that a lot. Like,
you know, I thought about this for a long time. But do you know what the difference between when the World War II vets came back versus the Korean vets and the Vietnam vets came back? And those are only a few years apart.
Right.
World War II ended 5 years later. Korea started.
Mm-hmm.
That ended. And then 10 years, well, we had another couple little battles, but, and then 10 years later, Vietnam started.
Mm-hmm.
15 years, sorry. But the biggest difference was that when the World War II guys came home, we had actually signed a victory. They came home and was met with people that were proud of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Versus Korea.
That fucking sucks.
Korea and Vietnam, they were...
My grandfather. Korean vet. Fuck.
And then you look at the guys after the end of the draft. Those guys were all those from that war, from Vietnam down below. They were all told to go. There was no volunteering. You were told to go. 80s is volunteer. Now you get these volunteer guys to go out there and fight and come back home. No one knew who they are. Sorry, I got the hiccups now. Great. If you're drafted, you pretty much know everybody on this age and platform is getting drafted. Therefore, when they get back, they're all welcomed and everybody knows who each other is. But when you're voluntarily going, no one knows who's going and no one knows who's coming back. So when they get back, they don't get that welcome, that hey, victory. Thank you for doing this. You just get a pat on the back, some government fucking.
Or you come home and you're called murderers and that you should die because you served the country.
That started happening in Korea during the Korean War, back when we had the communists. What do they call it? Help me out with this one.
Oh, shit.
McCarthyism. It's when everybody accused everybody of being a communist. That was going on back during the Korean warfare.
Yeah, that's why I was like, shit. When you were talking about it, because I knew what you were referring to. And like, I can't. God damn it.
Beetlejuice.
Don't say it two more times. He'll show up.
Banana.
But like, my grandfather never, I mean, we got pictures of him in Korea. And he, shit. I would hate to have lived in that time and ever gave. I would have hated to live in that time and ever gave our service guys such a goddamn hard time for serving our fucking country. I mean, how could the people that stood there when our guys got home standing there calling them murderers and that they should just kill themselves and die?
Yep.
And I mean,
and they believe it. They think it in their heads too. Cause you've...
Oh yeah. Oh my God. The suicides after those two conflicts. Look at the jump from Korea to Vietnam.
But not only that, look at the from 91. Jesus, fuck. Iraq, the first Iraq. Desert Storm.
Desert Storm.
I've talked to people from that fought in Bosnia. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, that was Clinton years. That was early 90s. No.
Bush. Yeah. That was Bush Senior.
No, Bosnia was Clinton.
Oh, I was talking about Desert Storm.
Desert Storm was Bush, then Clinton, Bush mm-hmm. again. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I got my timeline. But
you're good.
Even then, Bosnia don't get mentioned. And especially when his wife landed and they all had to protect her from all that hellfire. You know, fucking bull fucking shit. I fucking hate it.
Well, and it's gleaned over and compacted in with Desert Storm, the whole Bosnia thing. And what you hear people say was those wasn't real conflicts. That wasn't war.
Because Congress didn't vote on it, but they approved the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
those weren't real wars. Our guys didn't go through anything. Bullshit.
They don't want the fucking. It's all politics. Okay, so when you go to war, you have to. Nowadays, that since the Versailles Treaty, I think it was. I may be wrong on that, and I don't care if I'm. I don't give a shit. I'm going to use that word. Because that's the only one that's coming to my head. But because if America, Congress votes to go to war with Iraq or Afghanistan, and they go in there and bust that country up, the UN has to sit down and look and say, oh, was this necessary? If they vote no, then we're responsible for paying for all the motherfuckers.
Right.
Versus if you call it a conflict.
Right.
Then they're out of it. Their hands are washed of it. And, I'm not correct on this. I know I'm not. So I'm going to say that for the whole podcast and everything. I know I'm not correct on this, but I'm very, very close. There's a tweaking of facts that I got to research myself, but I'm very close on that. That's why we don't call it a war.
Right.
I mean, oh man. The Vietnamese. Yeah,
but it's bullshit because there was What they say, I can remember being in school when things were going on during the first the during the Desert Storm and stuff. Oh, you know, there's, you know, nothing going on. Our guys are just over there. Okay. Bullshit. They're not just going to be over there. And you didn't, they didn't give coverage to the crap going on, like, over in Bosnia. You didn't hear about that shit.
When Bosnia happened, that's when I first, that's when I, my first online computer, I had computers before, but that was my first online computer where I can actually, and that was early 90s. Well, hell, it had been 92, 93. No, it was after 94, 95. Anyway, it didn't matter. But that's when I first started researching. And the internet wasn't all that great back then. You had to wait.
No. Dial up.
You clicked a story, and it took 15 minutes for you to get it. Whereas you, while you're waiting, you just go click on the TV and there it is. It's like, shit.
But it's crazy though. Like when we went after, when we went over there for after 9/11 for the weapons of mass destruction that they say never existed. When talking about it now, and you see, like, that whole war was on TV, it seemed, in the beginning. Like, we got night vision cameras over there watching us shoot off the bombs, and we're taking Saddam Hussein down. Like, okay, like, that whole crap confused the shit out of me. Because I was like, why are we going after Saddam Hussein when it was, you know, Afghan terrorists that they say did the whole 9/11 thing? I never, and still, I guess because I really haven't tried to study it anymore. I still have never really looked into the whole thing with taking Saddam Hussein. Was it really about oil like the people say it was? It's just a mess.
No, I have a friend that I know that went over there after everything was captured, and his only job was to survey, and so they can rebuild roads and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he talked to, he's an ex-Marine, but he went back as a private contractor, and he told me that everyone he talked to is like, man, don't American news doesn't show how it is out here. It's like you can have someone in that window right there just ready to get you. They hate Americans. They fucking can't stand Americans. And so you just get this little pissed off motherfucker up there. They find a bullet. They're going to find a way to shoot it. It could be through a fucking toothpaste tube. You know, who knows? They're going to find a way to do it if they want to do it. Just like criminals here, you know, if doesn't matter how, what precautions, you can have bars on your windows, you can have those doorbell cameras, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If they want to get in, they'll get in. Those people over there are determined not to let us in. And as far as Afghanistan, is the Russians couldn't do it. They couldn't overrun the Taliban. The Chinese couldn't fucking overrun the Taliban. why the fuck are we expected to run them and want to edit longer than all of them?
I like to. Oh my God! Look how long we've made.
Holy shit! Aren't we supposed to be doing something by now? Aren't we supposed to start? Hey.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of The Night Shift. If you guys have any questions, comments, or just want to reach out to us, we set up an email address. You can reach us at nightshiftspodcast@gmail.com. That's night, N-I-G-H-T, shifts, S-H-I-F-T-S, podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, @gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Have a blessed day.